list the help of other law firms in the area that can help us with FOIL requests of many police departments in various parts of the state.
We just want to party.
This is Mitch Easter of Let's Active, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Art Omai, a sculpture and architecture park and international residency center in Ghent, New York. Open daily from dawn until dusk, Art Omai presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Information at artomai.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Shannon Greer Photography in Brooklyn, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
ICE's uterus collector and Trump's racist immigration policies. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. He's the uterus collector. That's what a detained immigrant woman told Dawn Wooten, a nurse at a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement jail operated by the private for-profit prison company LaSalle Corrections. Wooten's complaint, sent to the Homeland Security Inspector General, describes horrifying conditions at the Irwin County Detention Center in rural Ocilla, Georgia, including inadequate COVID-19 protections for both prisoners and staff, filthy living conditions, inadequate medical care, and disgusting ant and cockroach-infested food. Wooten says imprisoned immigrant women she cared for told her a gynecologist subjected them to hysterectomies and other sterilizing procedures without their knowledge or consent. The inhumane conditions at Irwin expose the cruelty embedded in the treatment of immigrants here in the U.S., exacerbated by these shocking allegations of the forced sterilizations, a sinister practice with a long history in the United States. Press accounts name the gynecologist as Dr. Mahendra Amin, who has an office not far from the Irwin Immigrant Jail. Speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour, Nurse Dawn Wooten explained.
I had a couple of women to come to me and say, you know, every time we go out or every time we go to this place and talking with other detained women there, that they had this in common. They will talk about him being the uterus collector. And in hearing it, you know, you don't know what to say or how to respond. But that was the term that they had given at the time, was that he's the uterus collector. You know, it's jaw-dropping.
Mahendra Amin was the principal defendant in a federal Medicare and Medicaid fraud case that was settled for $520,000 in 2015. He reportedly performed a procedure on Irwin prisoner Pauline Binham without her consent, leaving her sterilized. After speaking out, Binham was targeted for deportation and put on a plane for Cameroon, the country of her birth, that she left for the U.S. at the age of two. Public and congressional outcry pressured ICE to remove her from the plane, after which she received compassionate release. Nurse Dawn Wooten also described LaSalle's inadequate response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
We didn't have proper PPE in the beginning. It was like a coverall. It never existed.
Wooten recalled instructions she received.
And as time progressed inside of the facility, and there were more cases that systemically appeared, we were still at a place there to where it was unbelievable. We didn't have it. Don't you talk about it. Don't you discuss it.
Wooten's account parallels descriptions in a June 2020 complaint filed by staff at another private ICE jail run by LaSalle, Richwood Correctional Center in Monroe, Louisiana. Staff there accused LaSalle and ICE of gross misconduct and failures to comply with CDC guidelines in their COVID-19 response, endangering immigrants, workers, and the public, unquote. At least two guards at Richwood have died of COVID-19. In the past 12 months, 20 people have died while imprisoned by ICE, the highest number in 15 years. At least seven of those deaths were due to the coronavirus.
These facilities are civil detention centers, and the people held in these facilities, many of them are awaiting deportation proceedings, or they may be asylum seekers. You know, they may be afraid of torture in their home countries, and that is why they fled to the U.S. to try to find refuge in this country.
That's Azadeh Shashahani. She's past president of the National Lawyers Guild, now legal and advocacy director at Project South. She was speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
Instead, you know, the U.S. government places them in these horrid places where, you know, they are denied basic human rights in terms of medical care, clean water, you know, good food, edible food. And when they complain, the U.S. government and the private prison corporations retaliate against them by, you know, using tear gas in some cases, placing them in solitary confinement and trying to basically, you know, shut down their voices.
The hysterectomies and other sterilizing procedures have sparked a firestorm in the news media and Congress, reminding many that forced sterilizations have been all too common in the United States. In the early 20th century, the eugenics movement grew in popularity as immigration from non-white nations exploded.
People believed we needed to uplift the race by changing our gene pool.
Adam Cohen is author of Imbeciles, the Supreme Court, American Eugenics, and the Sterilization of Carrie Buck. He was speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
They thought these lesser people are coming into the country. They're going to harm our gene pool. We have to keep them out.
The 1927 Buck v. Bell Supreme Court case established the legality of the practice, directly inspiring Adolf Hitler and Nazi Germany's eugenics program. For decades, African Americans and Native Americans were sterilized without their knowledge. Two documentaries provide chilling detail of the practice in California. The 2016 film, No Más Bebés, No More Babies, depicts the sterilization of Chicana women at Los Angeles County Hospital in the 60s and 70s. The forthcoming documentary, Belly of the Beast, describes the sterilization of more than 1,400 women prisoners without their consent by the California Department of Corrections between 1997 and 2013. The Buck v. Bell decision remains, says Adam Cohen.
It is still the law of the land today.
The racist, xenophobic, and anti-immigrant policies of President Donald Trump and his senior advisor Stephen Miller act as gasoline on the fire of abuse suffered by undocumented immigrant women. For the roughly 30,000 people imprisoned by ICE, concerted, unrelenting public pressure to force their release amidst this deadly pandemic is needed now more than ever. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
Nick, you're stupid.
I wish that you would love me. I wish that you would love me more. Nobody else but me. Like, shawty, what you asking for? It looks so right here. Like, shawty, what you looking for? Yeah, yeah. Shawty, keep my love with you. I know that I'm stuck. I know that I'm stuck with you. Yeah, and I know that's the issue. I wish that you would love me. I wish that you would love me more. Nobody else but me. Like, shawty, what you asking for? It looks so right here. Hey, like, shawty, what you looking for? Yeah.
Quality writing makes your
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio Live, the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Anchor, Catskill Hudson. That was Trippie Redd, Love Me More. Love You More, excuse me. We're in front of our studio audience preparing to bring you our weekly Rap Radar segment. Stay tuned for great music, discussion, and more. We'll kick off the show after the local news and weather. You heard?
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Protests have returned this week to the Capital Region and Hudson Valley. On September 23rd, protesters in Albany lurked all night in front of the governor's mansion after police in Louisville were not charged for murdering Breonna Taylor. On September 24th, protesters took to the streets after former Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Ablove was acquitted of all charges related to his handling of the investigation into the police killing of Edson Thebelin in 2016. On September 25th, there is a protest about the Breonna Taylor case at 5:30 p.m. in Albany at Townsend Park. At the same time, in Saugerties, pro-Black Lives Matter protesters gather at Market and Main Street. On September 26th at 9 a.m. in Kinderhook, there is a Justice for Harold Handy rally. Handy was beat up at a July 4th party in Kinderhook hosted by a Columbia County deputy sheriff, and little information has come out from the investigation that is now being run by the state police. At 1 p.m. September 26 in Poughkeepsie, there is a We Still Can't Breathe demonstration at the walkway over the Hudson. At 2 p.m. in Troy, there is a Stand with Breonna Taylor demonstration on Front Street. At 3 p.m. in Albany, at Jennings Landing, there is a Black Trans Lives Matter event. And then on September 27th in Ellenville, there is another Black Lives Matter rally at 6 p.m. at 124 Canal Street. Robert Gabbin is reporting for the Times Union. It took Columbia County Judge Jonathan Nichols less than 3 hours September 24th to acquit former Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Ablove of all charges, including perjury and allegations that he misrepresented a grand jury presentation to clear the police sergeant who killed Edson Thebelin in 2016. The 51-year-old Ablove was facing possible prison time and the loss of his law license if convicted. Abloh told reporters in the Rensselaer County courtroom, and I quote, "I have maintained my innocence in this matter since the very first day. I've never indicated at all that I did anything wrong because I believe I didn't do anything wrong," end quote. Abloh praised his attorney, William Dreyer, who earlier in the day argued that Abloh acted in good faith. Dreyer and his client both said Nichols was an impartial judge of the facts, and the former prosecutor waived his right to a jury trial in favor of having Nichols decide the case. Nichols dismissed the case in 2018 before it was reinstated on appeal. Theblin's mother, Gertha DePass, attended the trial every day. She told the Times Union she was, and I quote, "not surprised at all," end quote, by Nichols' verdict. DePass said, and I quote, "I believe it was already planned. Nichols was never intending to find him guilty anyway," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A group of investors has purchased Carl's Rip Van Winkle Motor Lodge in Catskill and its adjacent restaurant for $1.1 million. Captown LLC completed the transaction in February. Green County Industrial Development Agency Executive Director Renee Van Schack said the motel and restaurant will be rehabilitated and winterized to become a year-round destination called Camptown. The project is estimated to be a $7.1 million investment and will be managed by Rivertown Lodge in Hudson. Van Schack said Camptown is one of several motel revitalization projects in the area. The Camptown investors include Sam Corris, co-founder of Alchemy Ventures, Brendan McDermott, Senior Director of Finance and Strategy at Sotheby's, Stephen Wendell, CEO of Mountain Shore Properties, and Ryan Reich of Mountain Shore Properties and RSW Investments. The group hired Taconic Engineering for the project, and their plans were presented to the Catskill Town Board in July. They intend to add 10 units to the motel, along with a greenhouse, plus additions to 19 cabins and a parking lot. Contractors will also have to connect with the municipal sewer and water system and add sidewalks and ramps to the main hotel. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Bill Mahoney is reporting for Politico New York. The number of women running for the state legislature has hit an all-time high, higher than the record set just 2 years ago. A total of 119 women will be on the November ballot with the support of a major party for 213 legislative seats, a notable increase from 105 in 2018. The GOP has made some progress toward gender balance. 31 of the 151 Republican candidates are women, up from 26 in the last election. Of the 141 Democrats running for the Assembly's 150 seats, 65 of them, or 46%, are women. Brett McSweeney, president of Eleanor's Legacy, an organization that recruits, trains, and funds women candidates, said, and I quote, "Pro-choice women are given an example every day, certainly at the federal level, about how they're being failed by this government and this administration," end quote. She added, and I quote, "In order to make change, they need to be a part of this change," end quote. And McSweeney said, "Recent high-profile victories have helped." She said, and I quote, "They're seeing they can run and win," end quote. Democrat Brittany Vogel, a 28-year-old manager at a Kinderhook supermarket who is challenging Republican Assembly member Jake Ashby, said the changing style of campaigning has also helped open the door for candidates who may have been unlikely contenders just a few years ago. Vogel said, and I quote, "With social media, I think that's a game changer for candidates like me. These grassroots candidates who come from the working class actually trying to make their way through into the seats of power," end quote. Read the full story at Politico.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, September 25th. The region starts off in the mid-50s this morning with a quick rise to 80 at 3 p.m. Winds will be light. Cloud cover will be moderate. spectacular beginning to the first weekend of fall. Overnight temperatures dip to 54 degrees by dawn tomorrow. The afternoon brings a stiff breeze, highs in the mid-70s, and the chance for some light rain. Sunday, chance of rain leaves. Temperatures will reach the low 80s, and rain will return after dark. The next high tides will be at 10:30 a.m. and at 10:56 p.m. The next low tides will be at 5:04 p.m. and tomorrow at 5:52 a.m. Water temperature will be 66 degrees today. Sunset will be at 6:26 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:46 a.m. Looking way up, we see a crack in our magnetosphere, a common occurrence around the equinoxes, let in the solar wind last night more than it would have otherwise, sparking bright aurora around polar regions. Solar wind speed is currently 503 kilometers per second at 7.9 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 0. This has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdemar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, just your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the radio at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
Yeah, you were just listening to an original Clubhouse theme song made in our Tracks music program. That was by my boy, DJ Wick. Welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio. I'm Walter White, and I got...
Imani.
Relly. And Shalmani.
All views are expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse Parents Organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene. All right, we got Imani in here. She's going to hang out with us today for Rap Radar segment and discuss her views on the election and voters registration event. You know what I mean? So we're going to get into it. Our little, you know, segment of Rap Radar. Today we're going to flip it and bounce it on y'all, and we're going to talk about the rappers who are not on our radar. Remember, these are the rappers that are not on our radar. We usually do rappers that are on our radar. We're doing the ones that are not on the radar right now. So I want to ask my peers on the radio that's with me, my partners, Who are some of the rappers that are not on your radar? Let's get it.
Who? Chippy Red.
What's his name? Blueface.
Blueface, Trippy Red. Who you got?
I'm going to have to agree with Trippy Red, yeah.
Safety.
Yes. Why? Can we explain these? Can we get some explanations of why these people ain't on the radar with y'all? What, y'all too good for them? What's
I don't listen to them.
I'm definitely better than Blueface.
Blueface is just trash.
Yeah, he said.
Like, he's not on beat with any of his songs. His beats be fire. And sometimes his lyrics are fire, but his voice is just not in. It's just not. I mean, it would be cool to meet him, but his music isn't fire.
I'm going to have to agree with you. I don't really like Blueface like that.
I feel like people just sleep on Trippy Red.
I mean, yo, listen, I'm not going to all the way say Blueface is straight trash. His flow is straight trash. A lot of West Coast rappers have really, like, bad flows, like, except like Snoop and like, you know, but I'm like, he got some bars, but his flow, he's all off beat and like his songs are just not it to me.
Imagine if he was listening to this.
That'd be funny. I mean, it ain't nothing he ain't here before. I'm pretty sure he based his whole gimmick of flowing off beat and people saying that he's whack. You know what I'm saying?
He said that popular.
They weren't wrong.
He got popular off of that, you know what I'm saying? So, who you say, Chef G? Why you say Chef G? Chef G from Brooklyn.
Only because I don't listen to his music.
You don't like drill music?
No.
So you don't like drill music? Okay. Yeah. You don't like Pop Smoke, R.I.P.?
I love Pop Smoke.
That's drill music. That's drill music.
I don't like.
He's the god, bro. I think he's really the king of Brooklyn, for real.
Word. Who you picked again, Relly?
Blueface.
Oh, you picked Blueface too. Why?
Because he's not on beat and he's trash.
Same thing.
I picked Trippy Red.
Why?
I just feel like people sleep on Trippy Red. Like, Trippy Red.
Wait. So we're talking about people that are not on our radar. Who's not on your radar? We flipping it and bouncing it this week, remember? We talking
about
the
Dax.
People. Who?
I'm going to say Dax.
Oh, yeah. Famous Dax?
Dax.
Dax? I don't even know who that is. He definitely not on the radar. Sorry, Dax. But why? Why? Tell us why. Tell us where he from. Where he from? Like,
truthfully, I don't want to know.
Matter of fact,
we
don't even care. But why is he? Why he not on your radar? Though?
He just not, bro. Like, he had, okay. So
I know who Dax. I know who he's talking about. Now. Nah, Dax be talking about real stuff though. For real.
He
real.
Do.
He. I just don't like him at all. I don't know why.
He had one good song. That was it.
Yeah.
I couldn't listen to him after that.
Wow.
I just cut it. The song was called Dear God. Don't get me wrong, it was a banger. After that, try listening to his other songs.
I'm not even going to sit here and tell you who not on my radar, because then the whole show will be.
We're going to take up the whole hour.
You know what I'm saying? So one of the rappers y'all did name, Trippy Red, is actually did a song with like a rap legend, Busta Rhymes. And we're going to play songs for rappers who we feel like not on our level, or I mean not on our radar, who done songs with our, you know, legends.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Or dope rappers.
I noticed that people do that a lot. Like people that are really like, that I don't know. I never heard of them before.
Yeah.
And then my favorite artist, they'll pop out with a song with them. I'm like, wait, who is that?
Exactly, right? Like, except for now, Polo G been putting good people on, though. Not even on cap. He didn't put on Big K Beezy, but Big K Beezy already made a song.
Oh, yeah, but Polo G is not a whack rapper, though.
Not at all.
Not in my.
No, I like
him. You know what I mean? Polo G spits a lot of pain, a lot of heartfelt music, stuff that people can relate to and
go through.
It makes sense. He's not just jumping on the track and saying, you know
I'm
what I mean?
Kill him.
He got the designer, he got the shooter, he's got shooters, and he's doing this and that. He's actually, you know what I mean, making a statement when I listen to his music, for me. But we're going to get into the song with Trippy Red featuring Busta Rhymes. I think he flipped Busta Rhymes' old song, What Baby Give It To Me? With Future Mariah Carey. Yeah, we're going to play that. We're playing on the rap segment, the rappers who are not on the radar, who have songs with legends. Let's get into it.
Yeah. No cap. I'm the one that
Weezy out.
Feeding for your love every day. Put my love above, drive me insane. A little hidden, see a lot of do say. Baby, make a movie with me, Blu-ray. Couldn't save me from myself, but it's too late. Sorry for inconveniences and more swag. Fly f***ing Javinci, sipping Kool-Aid. Yeah. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. You know that I got you, hey. Shawty, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. You know that I got you, hey. Shawty, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. You know that I got you, hey. Shawty, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. You know that I got you, hey.
Yeah. Baby girl, you know you hit the target. Beautiful and sweeter than a box of Boston Marcus. Put a stone on you like the diamond was once lost in the Arctic. You know you with the Bugatti at the way that you parked it. Respect my reflection or you better get. My queen move with proper royal and prosthetic kit. Blossom together even when I became a predicate. Funny how we started off as friends with benefits. Anything right, she a perfectionist.
Oh, yeah.
And when she tight about some, you gotta let her. Ride or die loyal, mama, you never switch. And build an empire together, now we forever rich. Yeah. I got you.
Feeding for your love every day. Put my love above, drive me insane. A little hidden, see a lot of do say. Maybe make a movie with me, Blu-ray. Couldn't save me from myself, but it's too late. Sorry for inconveniences and more swag. Fly s*** to Vinci, sipping Kool-Aid. I'll give it to you, you know that I got you, hey. Shawty, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you, you know that I got you, hey. Shawty, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you, you know that I got you, hey. Shawty, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you, you know that I got you, hey.
It's your boy Walter White. That was Trippy Red featuring Busta Rhymes. Give it to me or whatever. That's another rapper that's not on the radar, Trippy Red, but he did a song with a legend. Now we're going to talk about another rap. We on our rap radar, but we flipping it and bouncing it this week. We talking about the rappers who are not on the radar. Don't forget. We was in here talking about Favio Foreign. It's like he's to me, but yeah. Got two of my hosts is saying that he's not on their radar, but he's also has a song with a legend. He made it on Nas' album. What y'all think about that?
I don't think he should be on Nas. Nah, he's not on Nas' level at all. Like not even close.
Nah, he definitely ain't on Nas' level. But he made it on the album.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I mean, probably for clout or whatever they be doing, because that's what everybody's doing now.
It's
just
very cloudy right now.
Yeah, what would you do for clout?
I feel like low-key, the bigger artists are putting lower artists on their songs.
To, like, boost them.
Yeah, so that can bring them up.
Yeah, like, so their fans could get the... Because, you know, their fans probably don't even know who Nas is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A lot of people don't know rap history like that. They only, like, know
the mainstream.
Exactly. See, so... And there's nothing wrong with that. Nas has been out for like 25 plus years.
I'll keep it a buck.
So if you're not doing your hip hop homework and your hip hop history, you're not gonna know this.
I ain't learn about him until this, we was doing the radio.
Yeah,
show,
to Rap Radar show where we did the King's Disease on Nas.
Yeah, and I was like,
I probably know a few of his songs.
He got people on there like ASAP Rocky.
He was okay. I'm not. I can't even lie.
No, ASAP Ferg. Excuse me. He got ASAP Ferg on there. Got Favio Foreign on there. Lil Durk is on there. And those are kind of like the new generation of rappers. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. He ain't Favio. He don't really do it for me like that. You know, he's good. Like if you're in the mood and you have to. Be, to me, I have to be in the mood for that.
I can't really speak for Favio because
like party mood.
Yeah, like, I can't really speak for him because, like, I don't go home and be like, yeah, I feel like I should listen, like, to Favio Foreign. Like, nah, like, like you said, you got to be in the mood, like.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't speak for that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. He made it on the album, I guess, so, you know, he's.
Props to him.
Yeah, props to him. Shout out to Favio Foreign for making it on the album, even though you ain't on the rap radar with the rap radar.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But you still made it. So we're going to get into a song with him, Nas, and ASAP Ferg called Spicy off the King's Disease album.
Yeah. Oh my.
Let's get it.
Your lordship, talking yachts and some more. I used to run the block, now I'm corporate. Hopping out, you know it's sun when the doors lift. Whole squad hide the burners. Mets hat in the sky like Bobby Smurda. They watch me like the chip, courtside at the Rucker. Flow only getting tougher, she begging me to cuff her. Brooklyn sweet chick waffles with raspberry butter. Wear a mink at the roller rink, middle of the summer. If I can't get it done, I got soldiers with me to cover. Queens get the money, we only stacking it up with. Cheese stay icy, cause get spicy. She on demon time, I get her a timepiece. Panic, not lit, not like me. Can't get nothing by me, my mind in 2090. K-Lo K, everybody pricey. Cost money, beat the charge money. Fast money, push the start money. Large money, Escobar money.
Little advice, always add spice. Always get the liquor with the ice. I don't give a that's his wife. I could bag any and it's all white, nice. Dang bright. And she tell me, no, I'm getting tight. Look, every time you saw me, I was nice. Every time I saw you, you was light. Every you will look like a dyke. Look, I mean, she might not never be my type. Nah, she might never be my type. Look, that trash. I only f for the hype. I only f for the hype. Look,
K-Lo K, everybody pricey. Cost money, beat the charge money. Fast money, push the start money. Large money, Escobar money.
Saying Ferg back, but I've been with the might make a grill with Tiffany's on my gentleman's. My drill's out in Brooklyn and they spinning it. Pump and pop out the whip while we sipping it. Model, that's precise. Tenders off the flights, keep the vision through the lights. Never blinded by the hype. Keep the Tommy near the belly, sincere, cause I'm hype. Got a ghetto Naomi Campbell designer with the Nikes. I'm the one talking spice. 12-year-old killers with the guns and the knives. Better run for your life. Got a queen in Queens and my ex a Puerto Rican spice. Harlem doing time, getting caught up with the swipes.
K-Lo K, everybody pricey. Cost money, beat the charge money. Fast money, push the start money. Large money, Escobar money.
Hey boy, we got another one.
Pricey.
Nostradamus. Fabio. Boom. ASAP Ferg. Yeah!
Turned in the club doing my thing. Sip, drink, get a cup, I'ma pour the whole thing.
Started playing games, she don't wanna sell her soul, man.
Saying that she love me, but I'm knowing that she don't mind.
Playing back and forth, probably thinking that I'm
not worried about it, worry about the tech.
Worry about the
VVS diamonds, little flex.
VVS diamonds, little flex.
Hopping out the Rari, then I'm hopping in the jet.
Then I'm hopping out the Rari.
Bad little follow my, I want the name. Hey, she want the, I want the name.
I want
boy, tossing these, we want the name.
We want the name.
Hope for a moon in the middle of the day.
I done jumped out my sleep, heard the phone go ring.
Back to back, we be flipping these.
Bang.
Keep a pole, we never be playing no games.
Diamonds gon' shine, put an 8 on my chain.
I done ran up that money, stay true to
no
the game.
Diamonds
ain't shining, that's all through the rain. Through all the mud and through all the pain. Acting like you hate me.
Hate me.
Where is your love?
Complaining.
Where is your trust?
Where is your trust?
got time for the chase. Yeah.
Just me and my babe. Yeah. Wanna shop, get the racks out the safe. Yeah.
Gonna party too late. Yeah. Did the dash in the whip on the Jakes. Yeah.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Airport has received nearly $2.1 million in federal grants for three projects. The Federal Aviation Administration will increase its funding of local project costs this year to 100%. The total amount of the award is $2,062,815. Columbia County Director of Engineering Dean Knox said, and I quote, "The FAA will cover 100% of all eligible costs for each project. That's due to the COVID pandemic. The additional 10% came from the first COVID stimulus passed in April by Congress," end quote. Knox said the three projects are sizable. The first includes construction on the north apron of the airport, slated to begin in October and completed by either November or early next spring, depending on the weather. The second grant-funded project is the construction and installation of beacons and perimeter fencing around the airport. Work on that project is expected to start in November and be finished in 2021. The third project is for airport pavement management, including field surveys, data collection, and ratings of all existing pavement areas of the airport. That project is expected to be completed by the end of this year. The Columbia County Airport is one of 15 in New York to receive improvement grants this year. In 2019, the airport received a $405,000 Airport Improvement Program grant for apron improvements. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Eduardo Medina is reporting for the Times Union. The city of Albany is the worst in America for people of color, according to a report released by the Urban Institute. The nonprofit research group measured 274 cities nationwide for how effective they were at including low-income and minority residents in the city's economic prosperity. Albany placed near the bottom at 234. The study found that although Albany's racial diversity has greatly increased since the 1980s, it clearly shows that in nearly every metric of inclusion, Albany fares worse than the national average. While the city's racial poverty gap was 17%, the 274 cities averaged at 11%. Albany ranked fifth on the Institute's list of 10 cities that experienced the most drastic drop in inclusion ranking. Alice Green, executive director for the Center of Law and Justice, said, and I quote, "People have repeatedly pointed out to our local government officials that we're a deeply unequal city. They say this is going on all around the country, but the study shows it's very severe here," end quote. The Urban Institute's dashboard was updated on September 15th with statistics largely from U.S. Census data and racial segregation research done by Brown University. The rankings looked at income and racial segregation, the percentage of people of color working poor families, rent-burdened residents, high school dropouts, and the gap between poverty, education, and home ownership rates of minority versus white non-Hispanic residents. You can read the full story in the Times Union. Nick Rasmussen is reporting for State of Politics. A federal judge in California ruled late September 24th that the U.S. Census can continue through October 31st. The decision reverses a Trump administration order that would have halted the survey on September 30th. The district court ruling is a victory for now for advocates who had been alarmed by the decision to end the national head count early. CNN is reporting the National Urban League, the City of Los Angeles, and several other groups sued the government, asking for a preliminary injunction to block the government from concluding the count early. In a hearing conducted before the ruling was issued, U.S. District Judge Lucy Coe expressed concern with the government's decision to change the deadline, pointing out that it is unlikely The Census Bureau will reach its own 99% standard for completion by the end of September. Cole's decision is expected to be appealed by the Justice Department. And you can read more at nystateofpolitics.com and at cnn.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
This topic, and it's a lot of females in the world who won't speak up about it, you know? I feel like when y'all ready to speak up, y'all speak up, but right now, I gotcha. Yeah, she got a nice body, but she ain't want to be touched. She just want to love them, baby girl, don't want to be loved. She feel like these come around and mosquito. Mama run around and her daddy used to beat her. She live a lifestyle where everybody want to be her. Ain't tell nobody, the Lord know he need her. Said, don't tell nobody, he did it because he love her. And then saw she getting beat up. Cried, didn't nobody listen. You told the truth, said it was lies, and nobody get it. You told the truth, said you was fine, and nobody just really love you. Might have felt like you pimping. What if you could tell you that you was tripping? Turn bad to the world. What's really anything that you could ask? Asking a girl, you should have better kiss her ass for pearls. Really, she deserve it, but ain't ass for the world. Baby, fine, she ain't tripping on it. She know it is without talking, now you ain't listen on it. She knew the devil was playing, but she don't pick up on it. She just wish that it happened, and now she feeling lonely. Look in the mirror, she see hate there. Ain't got a reason to live, feel like she hate hair. Her hormones with her, and now she hate hair. Cut it all off, and she still feel the same now. She hate hair. She gon' talk too. When she cried to the world, they blew her off too. You would've thought when she was down, she could've called you. She on the now everybody want fall through. Not knowing all the things that that girl done gone through. She talk about it, and she feel like she won't cry. She still got moments so she feel like she wanna die. To feel the pain, you gotta read between the lines. You gotta see the sign. Yeah, she got a nice body, but she ain't wanna be touched. She just wanna love them, baby girl, don't wanna be loved. She feel like these come around and mosquito. Mama run around and her daddy used to beat her. She live a lifestyle where everybody wanna be her. Ain't tell nobody, the Lord know he need her. Don't tell nobody, he did it because he love her. And then saw she getting beat up. Cried, didn't nobody listen. You told the truth, said it was lies, and nobody get it. You told the truth, said you was fine, and nobody just really love you. Might have felt like you pimping. What if you could tell you that you was tripping? Turning bad to the world. Was she really anything that you could ask? And a girl, you should have better kiss her ass. Poor pearls. Really, she deserve it, but ain't ass for the world. Should have got the word, but you ain't give it to her. You just gave it. And I hate it cause niggas like you the ones who make me sick. Think whenever you f*** up you could just go out and you trick. When really that f*** only gon' work for. You break her heart and tell her lies, you don't do shit. She try to cope with all her problems getting too lit. Cartier watch, Dior, she hit that roof, Chris. She living lavish but her feelings feeling too sick. Makeup on, tryna hide her feelings, wipe that makeup off. She feel like talking about her problems only make us soft. You f*** the life up and honestly she hate your boss. She spend a bag, you can tell that she don't hate them all. She feeling vacant. And lately she been feeling like she can't take it. She know that in life you gotta face. Sometimes she wish she was basic, but she ain't basic. She gotta make it. She feel her heart getting caved in. She live it all on the pavement. You feel the pain and you still didn't say. You only love her when she naked. She take her time, try to pace it. Body a temple like it's ancient. And you just tear it down, you like the breaks. Yeah, she got a nice body, but she ain't wanna be touched. She just wanna love them, baby girl, don't wanna be loved. She feel like these come around and mosquito. Mama run around and her daddy used to beat her. She live a lifestyle where everybody wanna be her. Ain't tell nobody, the Lord know he need her. Don't tell nobody, he did it because he love her. And then saw she getting beat up. Cried, didn't nobody listen. You told the truth, said it was lies, and nobody get it. You told the truth, said you was fine, and nobody just really love you. Might have felt like you pimping. What if you could tell you that you was tripping? Turning bad to the world. Was she really anything that you could ask? Asking a girl, you should have better kiss her ass. Poor pearls. Really, she deserve it, but ain't ass for the world.
Yo, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio Live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC Broadcasting, Anchor, Catskill, Hudson.
Yo.
That was a song by 2C, Don't Tell. That joint was hard. That was my first time hearing that, man. Uh-huh. That was a hard joint, man.
Yo, you was vibing.
It's your boy, Walter White, and I'm here with...
Imani.
Relly.
Sean Money.
Yeah, we doing the thing. We still on our Rap Radar segment, and that was a song, 2C, Don't Tell, and that was about, like, you know... battered woman and stuff like that, which makes a lot of sense because right now on Rap Radar, we're going to talk about a rapper that's on Rap Radar by default right now. His name is Tory Lanez.
And I'm pretty sure everybody heard about the situation with Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
He allegedly shot her in the foot or with some accident that happened or something like that at a pool party, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, he made it on the Rap Radar this week by default, and we want to talk about that a little bit. And he dropped the project this morning. We all know, like, a couple of weeks she dropped, or maybe last week she dropped a statement. So he has been silenced on this whole matter for a couple of weeks now, maybe a month or I'm not even sure. But he's been silent about this whole thing, and he finally released the project after she released her statement. So he released his musically and as a response, and me, myself, I just felt like it was in bad taste and bad timing, because we all know about the Breonna Taylor situation and how the officers were not found guilty or even charged. So, you know, we're going to talk about that a little bit. How y'all felt about that? Like, what do y'all think about him releasing that project right now?
I think he was just wrong, like playing out wrong for that.
Yeah, facts. There's no point. I don't know why he released it now.
There was no point in doing it.
He could have released it last week.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know. I feel like it was just bad timing. Like, he could have waited till next year, for all I care.
Literally.
He could have waited till 2021. We don't need no more drama in the 2020 right now. You know what I mean? Like, he could have held off on that one. For all I'm concerned, like, and I just feel like it was just released in bad timing, and, you know, I feel like he should have been more sympathetic towards what's going on in the world right now with, you know, this black woman who was just killed and by police, and, like, no one was charged, and, you know what I'm saying? He's being, like, you know, ridiculed by everybody right now for allegedly shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the foot or whatever, so him releasing that at this time was just really poor taste, in my opinion. So, yeah, like, you know, what do y'all think? Am I going too hard on him, or?
I mean, no, that's what.
No.
Yeah, you all right.
I mean, do are we sharing the same views here? I feel like I'm bullying him right now, kind of. But I'm just saying, that's just my opinion, like, though.
You're not in the wrong.
I just feel like that's my opinion, man. I feel like that's just.
I respect that.
It was just not a good move on his part right now.
Yeah,
right? You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not trying to take nothing from his music. I feel like he's very good as an artist. Don't let me take that away. He's a good artist. Makes good music.
It was just bad timing.
It was. It just really was bad timing. Really poor taste. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's just my take on it. You know what I mean? So, you know, we got Imani here today. She wants to talk about her little issue that she wants to discuss on, you know, the election and voter registration. Imani, you wanna?
Yeah. So Saturday on October 3rd at 1 o'clock, it starts at 1 and then it ends at 5 p.m. We have a voters registration event in Hudson at Kitty's Market. And, yeah, basically, we're going to have a bunch of kids.
Is that located on 60 South Front Street in Hudson?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. Okay, I'm just making sure, because I heard of that place before.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm just putting it. I mean, we not telling no. We're just putting it out there. We're not telling anybody to go there. It's just a suggestion. We're not telling you to.
Nah.
You have to do this.
Nothing like that.
She's not. That's not what she's trying to say. So, yeah. You got any questions about the election or anything you got for us?
Yeah, sure. So, do you feel like you're going to vote this year?
Me? Personally? Nah. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't really like... I'm not really for none of the people that are in office at this time.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't even know who if I voted for any one of them, would it even make a difference? Like, I'm not sure. Like, I'm so bamboozled by these two people that are, you know what I mean, in office. It's like, I don't know. It's just crazy to me. What do you guys think?
I don't think nobody's vote. Like, honestly.
Oh, and then.
Like, no. Yeah, but
they
but
be
how
saying
would
that
guys,
Trump ain't got nothing to do with all the racism. But
yeah. How would you guys feel? How would you guys feel if he did win? If Trump won again?
Me personally,
yeah.
I would low key be tight.
I'll be scared, low key, because I ain't.
I would want to know how the year after would be. That's just my opinion.
Like, he already had his years.
Like, the next generation.
Well, I don't know how I feel about this personally, because it doesn't. All right, so it might affect me, like, in the bigger picture, but me, like, right here, it doesn't affect me. So
I don't know how I feel about it, truthfully.
About him Trump being, winning, if he wins again? He
yeah.
I mean,
I don't.
What more can he do that he hasn't already done? Like, I mean, I feel more, maybe, I don't know, this might sound crazy, but I kind of feel more comfortable if he did win, because I already know what I'm dealing with. I don't know what this.
That's true.
I don't know what Biden's gonna do. You know what I'm saying?
Make it worse.
I don't know what his plan is.
That's not true. That you like it. It's just that.
Yeah, like you already know what's happening.
Yeah,
that's a good.
But
way
it could
to
get
it.
Worse though with Trump.
You don't really know though. Like, for all we know, the same thing could happen. Like, yeah. So like.
I mean, what more can go down? Like, it's, if Trump wins, it's like, okay, we got Trump again. But if Biden wins, it's going to be like, what's going on? Like, what's going to happen? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel about it. So maybe, I don't know, maybe I probably should vote. Just because I don't know what this other guy is up to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I already know what he's up to.
You never know. Your one little vote could change everything.
Yeah.
It could be one point up, like one vote off. And then you just got him that win.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, would if he stayed in, if Biden came in office, we're going to be like, we're going to be like so not ready, because we're going to be like,
we don't know what to expect.
I don't know what to expect from this guy, but at least we already know what's going on right
like,
now.
This person could do a whole Hail Mary, like a whole flip car, random.
Yeah. So like, I don't know, man. But I wanna touch back on the Breonna Taylor situation. Like, I feel like, man, we gotta stick up for our black sisters, man. We can't be out here like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just violating and thinking that we have to protect them at all costs. You know what I mean? So, I have a song in mind that I would like to play, that I came up with, that I want to play for Rap Radar. It's by a group called Public Enemy. This is a very old school group. They've probably been out like 30 plus years, but they remixed the old song that's probably like 30 something years old. It's called Fight the Power. They got Nas on it, Raspberry, and
Fight the Power.
Yeah, we want to get into that real quick and play that for y'all. So we could give y'all a feeling of how this is how we feel at the moment right now, you know?
Yeah.
The year is 2020, the number. Another summer, get down. Sound of the funky drummer. Music ain't in the heart, cause I know you got soul.
The information age got him seeing what's really wrong with these racist days. I honor the strong and pity the weak. Your thoughts run your life, be careful what you think. Haiti beat France in century 17. Salute Toussaint and Dessalines. And I do love France, know what I mean? It's a system I'm talking, nobody's agreeing. They say it's suicide when dead bodies are swinging. Cowards are hunting black men, that's what I'm seeing. How many toasters have been burnt down? And once Central Park was a thriving black town. Yo, Chuck, I'm fighting the power right now. Thanks to you, Flav and P.E., putting it down. Putting your life on the line so I can rap now. The next generation still singing Fight the Power.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.
Policing they Wayne, stick nine over the law. Yeah. Wanna give a short stick, but we really need a long. To the boys in the hood, ducking bullets and batons. From boys in the hood, triple K's on the arm. Four fingers on my palm, screaming fight. Change the policy, defund, buy back our property. Yeah. You love Black Panther, but not Fred Hampton. Oh. Word to the Howards and the Aggies and the Hamptons. Yeah. They book us, won't book us, I'm booker. T Washington,